Well, we made a motion to ask the coordinating council, which falls underneath the foundation, to take a look at whether we would be a better fit in that research environment rather than in the DOC's environment. DOC has been directed, and they are fully engaged in marketing fruit and the oversight of our fruit here in Florida. So this really kind of sits on the sideline of what their real directives and goals are. So that's not our decision to make, but I wanted it looked at by a cross-section of the industry, and I think that'll be a positive thing for everybody.
You've been the chairman for how long, and tell us who will be the new chairman.
Well, I've been the chairman for a long time, and the new chairman is Carson Futch, with his vice chairman being Dave Crumley. Carson is a harvester, and Dave Crumley is a processor.
Carson has done this job, I think, for a short time, long time ago.
Yeah, it seems Carson and I have been swapping back and forth. But yes, Carson was a chairman for a couple of years in history, and I've been chairman in history as well.
You discussed the value of high-density planting regarding harvesting, and there are several of those going on. Tell us some of the advantages you see in high-density planting for the harvesting industry.
Well, one thing that I've seen throughout my lifetime is a real separation in production growers versus harvesters. And I think we have the opportunity now to not only have highly productive, early producing groves today, but we can also model these groves and have architecture that makes them conducive to mechanized harvesting that's not just for citrus, but mechanized harvesters that are manufactured and for sale for coffee, for olives, and other things. So we can buy them off the shelf just like we would a John Deere tractor. So high yield, lower harvesting costs, more timely harvesting, all these things are the goals of not only growers but harvesters as well.
You see these mostly being over-the-top harvesters, correct?
Undoubtedly. Certainly, you gain a lot of efficiencies by doing that. These low-profile, partial or dense trees, dwarfed, semi-dwarf trees, are high producers. By having an over-the-row machine, you limit the number of employees or operators you have to have for the machinery. Again, you're buying one power unit, one operator, one tank of fuel. It just gives you a lot of efficiencies that you can't gain in any other way.
You took some tours today.
Yeah, well, we met in Lake Alfred today, which we don't typically do, and there's a lot of really interesting research going on here at the Lake Alfred Station, particularly in Dr. Asani's area of engineering. He's working on a cleaning device that not only assists in cleaning fruit, either picked by hand or by machine. It extracts what they're finding, whether it's damaged fruit, decaying fruit, sticks, stems, leaves. It weighs all of that and giving us a lot of good information and using some tools that hopefully will be applied to mechanical harvesting equipment in the field. Sprayer technology he works on to make sure that we're applying the right amount of abscission, which is what we're currently using, on the trees, large and small. He also is trying to enhance some of the existing equipment that we currently use by creating fingers that are kinder to the scaffolding of the tree, also more precise using lasers and other guiding equipment to make sure that consistent pressure is applied to the canopy of the tree, not so much that it damages the tree, but enough to remove a large part of the crop.
You about doubled the size of the council, I believe, recently. Tell us why that was done and where we're at now.
Well, the council originally had 16 members and in the 90s, and then when we got into 2000, we had a few members that moved on to other ventures and were not replaced. And then the hurricanes came along, and quite honestly, a lot of people lost interest in supporting mechanical harvesting. So our council just little by little contracted. So now that a decision is available, fruit prices are good and a lot of positive things going on in the industry. I wanted to make sure we, again, represented all growers in the state of Florida. So every 16 member here, of the members here, are from a different area within the state, so that those unique areas for harvesting are represented by somebody knowledgeable in the harvesting business.
Any other parting thoughts?
Well, I want to encourage every grower to keep this on their radar screen. It's certainly abscission we hope to have registered in February, so the product will hopefully be available to us for the next season. And it has advantages both for mechanical harvesting and hand harvesting, reducing fatigue with hand harvesters that are making the wages they're making today certainly has to be a benefit long term. But, there are a lot of things that are taking place, a lot of new technologies. There's some economic challenges coming up. So, please stay engaged in it and hopefully in the years to come, we'll have a combination of good mechanical harvesting systems to utilize along with our current labor pool.
You're losing this job. Now what are you going to do with all that extra time? All you got to do is harvest and grow fruit, right?
Well, that's true. You know, it was a time-consuming project, but, you know, quite honestly, I still plan to be very engaged and very passionate about harvesting and quite honestly, growing fruit. And so I don't intend to slow down too much. But, you know, the guidance of any group needs to change once in a while just to make sure things stay in the direction that that represents everybody at the table rather than just one particular person.
You staying on the council?
Absolutely.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.